Chapter 16. We pulled up to Raven Hall triumphantly, and we decided to park our vehicles under the trees as usual, just in case any more rogue herd members came back. I couldn't stop grinning as I dismounted from my bike, and I looked up at the impressive building that we could call home. The grand architecture stood out against the simple greenery of the countryside, and the deep red sunset glowed around us. The girls excitedly chattered away about the fight as we climbed over the low wall and made our way across the gravel, and I couldn't wait to get properly cleaned up and celebrate our victory. I was just reaching for the handle of the door when the staff entrance was flung open, and Debbie jumped out with a cry and grabbed Becca into a tight hug.
"You're back!"
the woman shouted.
"I was worried sick, you know. I heard all those gunshots going off in the distance. How did it go? Did you get rid of that big bastard?"
"Of course we did,"
Becca shrugged with a grin.
"He's currently being chomped down on by a bunch of sea dinos."
"Get yourselves inside, then,"
Debbie laughed as she hurried us into the pantry.
"I've made sure the preparations are already started for the party."
"The party?" I asked with a raised eyebrow. "What are you planning exactly?"
"Oh, just a little shindig,"
Debbie said, and she waved her hand as I closed the door behind me.
"We're making the dining hall into a wee dance floor, and they're setting up a buffet and bar."
"Sounds perfect,"
Haywan replied. We walked out into the hall, and there was an excited buzz of chatter coming from the dining hall. When we walked in, a few people cheered, and some applause broke out along with a few whistles. The whole group was involved in setting up, and some people were arranging a drink station while others were moving the stacked-up cushions and blankets out of the way to create a dance floor.
"You made it," Harris said as he hurried over to us with a huge grin. "You got rid of the Gigantosaurus?"
"Sure did," I nodded. "He took a little tumble off a cliff, so that should buy us a little bit of peace."
"For now,"
Haywan added.
"Until the next one comes along."
"We should really get some better defenses in place here," I said as I glanced over at the boarded-up windows. "If we want to make sure Raven Hall is really secure, we should also teach you guys how to shoot."
"That's an idea,"
Becca grinned.
"We could run a little class and have each of us take a group to teach."
"Oh, that would be amazing," Harris said. "We've been feeling like sitting ducks lately. I think folks would be more at ease if we had some kind of chance at defending ourselves."
"We could set up different stations,"
Kat said with a calculating look.
"One for target practice, one for basic weapon handling. We'll go through gun safety, ammunition, the best uses for each firearm, efficient reload techniques, everything."
"You guys really have saved us," Harris smiled. "I hope you're planning to stick around for a while."
I looked over to the excited faces of the group as they rearranged furniture and laid out food. There was a buzz in the air that lit up the whole room, and I felt peaceful for the first time in weeks. "Yeah, we're staying," I nodded. "We'd be happy to."
"Someone said something about a shower, though,"
Kat added.
"We should get all this dino blood and mud scraped off ourselves before the party."
"Go get cleaned up,"
Debbie said.
"We'll take care of the setup here, and then tomorrow we can get started with our new training schedule."
"Mum with a gun,"
Becca snorted.
"That'll be interesting. Hey, Debbie, I nabbed a Makarov pistol off a gangster earlier,"
the corporal said with a lopsided grin.
"I think it'd suit you well."
"Really?"
Becca's mom asked and hooked her manicured fingers around her hips.
"I like the sound of that."
"Awesome," I grinned. "Becca, lead the way to our new room." We gave Harris a wave and left the locals to finish the party preparations. As we started to make our way up the wide staircase, I couldn't help but grin as I thought of how good things were. "We really did hit the jackpot," I sighed as we reached the first floor, and Becca led us up another set of stairs. "I can't wait to see this room."
"Get ready to be excited,"
Becca squealed as she pulled a key card from her pocket. The blonde swiped her key card on the door, and then she swung the entrance open to reveal the biggest hotel room I had ever seen. The bed looked to be a California king-sized, and there was a full entertainment center above the minibar. The walls were cream-colored, and the carpet was a fluffy, light gray. And there was even a small velvet couch underneath a large window, which had heavy maroon curtains drawn.
"Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the exclusive deluxe suite,"
Becca said as she threw her arms above her head.
The most expensive and luxurious room we have to offer at Raven Hall, and the only suitable place for a band of dino-slaying misfits. We request that you try not to get cum on absolutely every inch of the room, but if it cannot be avoided because the sex is just so, so, so good, I do not give a shit. Damn.
Kat laughed as we stepped inside.
This is all for us. Hell yeah, it is.
Haywan cheered, and she ran to the bed and jumped on top of the mattress.
Oh my god, this mattress is incredible.
I looked into the bathroom, and it was almost as big as the room itself. There was a huge bathtub, a separate shower, and a hot tub that looked just big enough for two. I must be dreaming, but do not wake me up, I chuckled.
Gerald left us a bunch of fresh towels and he washed our clothes,
Becca said.
So, who wants to shower and who wants a bath?
Bath!
Haywan shouted excitedly, and she rolled off the bed to start to undress.
But I'm doing a quick scrub in the shower first, because I do not want to soak in dino filth.
Me too!
Becca and Kat said in unison. Then the three girls sprinted into the bathroom, and I strolled over to the doorway to watch them all get undressed. I leaned against the doorframe with a smirk on my face, and I couldn't take my eyes off the girls as they wiggled out of the bloody shirts and stained pants. All of them kept whipping each other with their garments and shrieking through their laughter, and then they tumbled into the shower area in a wash of perfect tits and giggles. All of them screeched as Becca abruptly turned the shower on, and I snickered at the way they all shook and grabbed for the shower gel at the same time.
Jason, you better be naked in 5 seconds,
Becca demanded. Yes, ma'am, I chuckled. I let out a contented sigh as I turned back toward our room, and I pulled my rifle off my shoulder and propped it in the corner. Then I took off my belt and laid my Glock beside it, and the whole time I undressed, I admired the decadent room around me. I also listened to the murmurs and giggles of my women as they washed themselves. But then I realized they were complimenting each other's bodies quite a lot in there, and I guessed they might actually be washing each other. The thought made me pull my boots and socks off quicker, and by the time I got back into the bathroom, Haywan was wrapped in a towel and tiptoeing to the bathtub. Her long black hair tumbled down her back, and her skin was dotted with steam as she sent me a big smile and turned on the faucet. Then Kat walked by with absolutely no towel on, and she sent my already hard cock an appraising glance as she tussled her wet curls.
At ease, soldier.
The pretty corporal purred.
Becca's waiting for you.
Oh, really? I asked. As soon as I glanced toward the shower, I found Becca pink-cheeked and dripping wet in a stream of steamy water, and she was still wearing the necklace I gave her. Then she curled her index finger to beckon me over, and she slowly slid the other hand all over her hips.
Time to wash up,
Becca murmured. Finally, I said with a grin, and headed her way. Then I joined the beautiful Brit in a steamy cloud, and the warm flow of water fell onto my head and dislodged a day's worth of dino blood and muck. Becca giggled as she poured shower gel into her hands and started to rub me all over. She was already squeaky clean, but I did the same for her just because I couldn't resist, and we started to clean each other's bodies with slow and sensual strokes. I looked over to see that Kat and Haywan had already nestled into a pile of bubbles in the bath. And although I couldn't hear them, they looked like they were getting close and flirty. Becca pressed herself up against me as she shampooed my hair, and I trailed my sudsy hands all over her tight ass while she massaged my scalp. Her slippery body slid all over mine while she sent me an adoring smile, and I realized I'd never been washed by such a gorgeous woman in my life. Especially not with two other beauties giggling in a bubble bath nearby. My cock grew harder as I took in the scene around me, and Becca bit her lip as she stroked her soapy hands down my neck. Then she helped me rinse off under the stream of water, but I could hardly focus on any single thought anymore. The room was getting hotter, and steam was everywhere, and I wanted to be with all of these dripping wet women. I needed to feel their skin against mine in that huge bed, too, and when Becca had rinsed the last suds from me, I turned off the shower and helped her out onto the bathroom tiles. We grabbed the towels on the warm rack and started to dry off, and the others took this as their cue to get out of the bath as well. My jaw almost went slack as I watched them emerge with thick white bubbles clinging to their bodies, and I followed the trail of the suds as they ran down over every sleek curve.
That feels better.
Heiwan sighed as she stood naked in the middle of the bathroom floor. Kat grabbed a towel and started to dry off her Korean friend, and they both giggled while she took her time rubbing her breasts and ass. Holy shit, I groaned as I watched the girls dry each other off, and Kat winked at me as she ran the towel over Heiwan's petite frame. Let's get into bed. I need all of you. Now.
Yes, sir,
Kat murmured, and Heiwan squealed with pride. The girls were all giggling as they piled into the bedroom, and once they were dried off, they all threw the towels into the laundry basket. I stood and watched in awe as the three naked girls jumped onto the bed and started to gently pull each other close. My cock was rock hard already, but seeing them start stroking each other's thighs made me ache with arousal, and Becca sent me a wink as she gently cupped Kat's breasts.
Coming to join us?
The blonde asked innocently before she leaned down and took the soldier's nipple in her mouth. I whipped my towel off from my waist, and I took a running jump onto the huge bed. The girls screamed and giggled as they bounced from the impact, and I grabbed Heiwan's waist and pulled her into me for a kiss. Kat and Becca started to make out beside us, and I explored Heiwan's body as she hungrily pushed her tongue into my mouth. Her skin felt so warm and soft, and I pushed her down so I was lying on top of her as I ran a hand over her hard nipples.
Jason,
Heiwan sighed as her soft hands trailed all over my chest.
This is exactly what I wanted to do today.
I grinned as my hand wandered to her mound, and she was already wet with anticipation. Oh, somebody's excited, I murmured, as I lightly traced her labia with my finger. Let me help you with that. Then I slipped just one finger inside her warm pussy, and Heiwan let out a little gasp as I pushed deeper into her. As I started to massage the Korean with long, soft strokes, I looked to my right and saw Kat and Becca had begun to explore each other's bodies with their hands, and I moaned as I watched.
Oh, Corporal, your tongue feels amazing,
Becca gasped as Kat kissed her way down Becca's torso.
Jason, are you seeing this?
I am, I assured her. Keep enjoying yourself. I like to watch.
A little peep of what's in store for you.
The blonde Brit bit her lip and sent me a coy smile, and then she started tracing little circles around her nipples as she held direct eye contact with me. She squirmed under Kat's kisses as the pretty soldier bit lightly at her hips and thighs, and I slipped another finger inside Heiwan as my cock throbbed.
I love you,
the gorgeous Korean gasped beneath me. I love you too, I whispered, but then her hand closed around my aching erection, and a wave of pleasure erupted through me. Heiwan started to slowly stroke my cock, and Becca moaned as Kat kissed the inside of her thighs. All three women were blushing and breathing heavily, and I had to clench my jaw to keep my shit together.
Oh, Jason,
Heiwan whimpered.
You're going to make me come. Keep going.
I kept finger-fucking the Korean until her petite body shuddered, and she whimpered as she climaxed on my hand. The whole time she kept her grip pumping on my cock, and I could hardly see straight enough to notice Becca watching me with hooded eyelids. Then Heiwan rolled me over, and she kept her hand stroking my cock as she straddled me. Becca laid beside me on her back now, and her breasts rose and fell while she continued to squirm from Kat's kisses. Then I glanced down to see the soldier was still inching her way all over the Brit's silky thighs, and I grinned. Lick her pussy, I ordered the soldier.
Yes, sir.
Kat sent me a sultry smile from between Becca's legs, and then she slowly licked her lips before she eased herself lower. The second she started to eat Becca out, the Brit moaned and grabbed my arm, and she squeezed her eyes shut while her head rolled toward me. You like that, don't you? I asked, as I reached my hand up to stroke her cheek. Becca couldn't do much more than whimper and nod, and I started tracing my finger over her plump lips. She sighed at my touch, and then she parted her lips to take my finger into her mouth. I shivered as her wet tongue licked me, but then she sucked gently on my digit, and her teeth clamped down the tiniest bit. She was shaking from Kat's treatment, but I was shaking on account of Heiwan. The Korean continued stroking my shaft at a quicker and quicker pace, and when I dragged my eyes off Becca, I found her watching me with a heated gaze.
I want to taste you, Jason,
Haewon moaned.
You always taste so good.
You know you can do anything you want, I said, as Becca started licking my finger again. With that, the raven-haired beauty wiggled down the bed, and she laid herself out on her belly with her hungry mouth right near my dick. Haewon's bright blue eyes locked with mine as she started to slowly lick up my shaft, and I moaned as her hot tongue sent shockwaves of pleasure through my limbs. Then the Korean gave the head of my cock a small and adorable kiss, and she sent me a sweet smile just before she took my dick in her mouth. Becca was moaning beside me and lapping at my finger, but I couldn't take my gaze off of Haewon. She watched me with adoring blue eyes as her head bobbed up and down on my cock, and the warmth of her mouth felt beyond incredible. The way she was looking at me was almost as hot as the way her tongue pulsed firmly against my shaft. But then I heard Becca cry out. I turned my head in time to see Becca grab Kat's head to keep the pretty soldier's lips tight against her pussy. And I moaned along with her while I watched her climax. The blonde Brit bucked her hips while her pert breasts shook violently, and she shot up to a sitting position as she let out a last wail. I fucking love watching you come, I groaned.
Jesus, I came so hard,
Becca whimpered.
I need a fucking moment to recover. Shit.
Kat laughed and licked her lips as Becca dramatically threw herself on the bed beside me, and I reached down to pull the pretty soldier close. You deserve a hell of a lot of attention after that, I growled. As Haewon sucked my cock, Kat snuggled against my side and kissed me deeply, and I reached up and grabbed her supple breasts in both hands. Then I pinched her nipples, and she gasped against my lips when I refused to let her go. I could taste Becca's sweet cum on the pretty soldier's tongue, and I hungrily roved all over her mouth to lap up the taste.
So, Jason,
Becca purred, and I tore my lips from Kat's. The blonde Brit was on her side with her breasts pressed together and her head propped in her hand. The necklace I gave her was wedged in her cleavage, and she was already sliding her own finger between her legs.
Which one of us are you going to fuck first, Jason?
Becca blinked innocently. My head nearly exploded as I looked at each of the gorgeous girls around me. I managed to stammer. Haewon was still tenderly lapping at my cock, and her pale cheeks were stained pink as her eyelashes fluttered up at me. Then Kat and Becca crawled around me so they could kneel on either side, and I couldn't believe how lucky I was.
Kat just made me come so hard,
Becca murmured.
I think she deserves a good fucking right now. Yes, please,
the soldier whispered and met my gaze.
Jason, I want you so badly. My pussy is sopping wet waiting for you.
I can definitely address that situation, I said, and slid my palm along her golden thigh. Haewon slowly released my cock from her mouth, and she smiled as Becca pulled her over to the other side of the bed.
We can play together while they fuck,
Becca giggled.
I bet Jason would like that.
Oh, I'd love that, I corrected. Kat slid a leg over my body until she straddled me, and I took in her perfect curves as she started to slowly lower herself onto my dick. Oh, fuck, I whispered, as the soldier's pussy slipped over the tip of my cock. Then I reached up to enjoy her ample breasts some more, and they swelled in my grip as she continued to lower herself onto my erection.
Oh, you're so big. Fuck, I can hardly fit you.
You can take it. You did before. My words made the pretty soldier moan, and her nails dug into my stomach as she roughly plunged herself down and engulfed my cock.
Shit, you feel so amazing, I can't even think.
Then don't think, and start fucking me, I chuckled. Kat nodded vigorously as she tussled her wet curls away from her face, and she started to gyrate up and down on my rock-hard cock. Her breast bounced with every movement, and it was almost impossible to peel my eyes away from the tan-toned soldier as she rode me. Her abs rippled with every roll of her hips, and her lean thighs clung to me as she bounced faster and faster. Still, I forced myself to look away, and I rolled my head to the side to see Haywan and Becca making out. The two girls were tangled together in a seated position with their thighs open and intertwined, and from this angle, I could see them both fingering each other. Their nipples kept brushing against each other while they kissed, and their fingers were slick with arousal. The view was almost too fucking hot to bear, but I didn't look away, and Cat rode my cock with a fast, steady pace, while I groaned with happiness. I let my hands grip the pretty soldier's waist, and soon she started to gasp with every thrust.
Jason, oh, I'm gonna come on you. Can I please come?
Yes, I grinned, and turned to see the soldier blushing bright red. Oh, come on my cock. Oh, you're amazing, Cat. The corporal's hazel eyes lit up as she shuddered, and her walls tightened around my shaft as she finally came. Her fingers knotted in her curly hair as she threw her head back, and I kept her hips rolling against me to help her work through her orgasm.
Oh, my God! Oh, you feel so fucking amazing this deep inside me, Jason.
Haywan moaned next, and while I kept gently rocking Cat's hips, I looked over to see Becca had taken a nipple into her mouth. Seconds later, Haywan climaxed all over the Brit's fingers, and I almost came on the spot as I watched her juices splash onto the bedsheets.
It's my turn to have Jason's cock,
Becca announced as she released her hold on Haywan.
I need to be fucked really hard.
Do you? I asked and cocked an eyebrow. I thought I was supposed to be gentle with you today.
No!
She moaned and crawled over, and her breasts swung gently above me.
I need it really rough.
Cat rolled herself off my body, and she tumbled into Haywan for a deep kiss. Fuck, you girls are incredible, I groaned. Becca shimmied closer to me, and I sat up and grabbed the blonde by the waist before I flipped her onto her back.
Oh, I love when you throw me about. Such big, strong arms.
I chuckled and lined my cock up with Becca's silky, wet pussy. And when I started to ease my cock into her tight tunnel, she groaned. Then I pinned her hands above her head to brace myself, and I slammed my cock into her as she shrieked with pleasure. The soft moans of my other girlfriends mingled with my panting, and I could see them rolling around together and kissing out of the corner of my eye. I couldn't tell who was moaning loudest, but Becca's cries were getting breathier, and her hot pussy was starting to convulse around my cock.
Yes, Jason!
Becca gasped as I thrust deeper and deeper.
Oh, I want you to come inside me and fill me up. Fill me up really, really deep.
Oh, I'm going to, I growled as I quickened my pace. I want you to come with me, Becca.
Oh, I'm so close,
the blonde whimpered.
Oh, fuck!
Jolts of heat built in my cock, and as Becca started to tremble, I forced myself so deep into her tunnel that the Brit shrieked. Then my climax took over, and I sprayed a bucketful of cum into my trembling lover while she started to wail. Her pussy tightened even more around my shaft, and I pumped more and more of my seed into her eager body. My cock was throbbing heavily as more waves of pleasure surged through me, and I couldn't even breathe until my orgasm finally started to ebb. Becca was limp with a hazy smile on her face, and I chuckled and left a soft kiss on her panting lips. Then I finally loosened my hold on her arms, and I pulled out of her scorching hot pussy. Cum trickled down her ass cheek and onto the bed, and she moaned and twitched as her eyes met mine.
That was amazing. Oh, you fucked me so deep. I can't believe I could take you that deep.
Did you like me fucking you that hard? I asked, and stroked her splayed thighs.
Oh, so much. Fuck me that hard more often, okay? Like, any time. Don't even warn me.
Be careful. I take offers like that very seriously.
Good.
Becca giggled with a shameless grin. My heart was still racing as I sat back, and my entire body shuddered with the ecstasy of my climax. Then I saw Haywan and Cat kissing more gently, and they both broke apart to send me hungry grins.
How many orgasms can one bed handle?
Becca giggled as she propped herself up on her elbows.
You filled me right up, Jason. I think he's got a bunch more in him,
Cat chuckled.
I didn't get any of Jason's sperm.
Haywan blinked her big blue eyes at me. She was perched on her knees with her feet folded under her, and her hands were curled politely in her lap.
Her dark nipples were perked while she sat patiently waiting for a response, and my cum-slick cock twitched as I eyed her pale and curvy body. "Get on your knees," I said with a grin. Haewon giggled with excitement as she hopped up, and I admired the sight of her crawling over to me on all fours. Then the Korean wiggled around and presented her adorable little ass to me, and she sent a sweet look over her shoulder.
"Fuck me however you want,"
Haewon said.
"I just miss feeling you split me open and fill me with sperm."
"Oh, fuck," I groaned, and palmed her ass in both hands. "Oh, you get extra special treatment for that." Haewon flashed the other girls a proud grin as I grasped the base of my cock, and I was already rock hard again. I trailed the tip up and down the Korean's tiny pussy while she rolled her hips and moaned lightly, and I stroked my other hand along the curve of her elegant spine. Then the other two girls came crawling over. Becca started kissing my shoulders while Kat nibbled on my earlobe, and I shivered from the soft touch of my two girls as I slipped my cock into Haewon. The Korean moaned and arched her back, and I kept petting her soft ass and thighs as I eased myself into her warm pussy. She was so tight, I had to take my time giving her all of my girth. But she only moaned more as she took more of me. Then I reached my hand around her leg, and I gently pulled her thighs open even more. As I did, my cock sank all the way into the Korean, and she started quivering.
"Oh, Jason, I missed this so much. You fill me up just right. You are a perfect fit inside of me."
"You're perfect," I countered, as I let my hands wander all over her pale body, and I started to thrust into her with long, slow strokes. Kat and Becca were licking me all over my neck and shoulders, but I could only focus on Haewon. Her milky figure writhed slowly in a hypnotic way while her long black hair tumbled down her back. Every time I slid myself out of her pussy, she whimpered, and when I bottomed out inside of her again, she gasped in the softest way.
"She's getting the good girl treatment today,"
Becca giggled against my neck. "Yeah, she is," I groaned as I eyed the delicate drops of sweat on Haewon's back. "She deserves it." My words made Haewon moan louder, and I felt all of her muscles start to tense against my hands. Her tight little pussy was quivering as much as she was while I kept thrusting my full length in and out of her. Each time I buried my shaft in her slippery pussy, I could feel her clenching tighter and tighter, and the heat in my dick kept mounting. Both of us were panting in time with each other, and the two girls who were kissing me moaned against my skin. Then Kat's hand drifted down to my balls, and she started massaging me in a firm grip. Becca reached toward Haewon at the same time, and the Korean gasped when the Brit started teasing her clit.
"Shit!"
Haewon whimpered.
"Jason, this feels so fucking good!"
"Oh, fuck! I can't hold back," I moaned. "I need to come in you."
"Yes, please!"
The Korean practically mewled.
"Fill me with your sperm, please!"
She dropped down onto her elbows as she started to shake, and I thrust deeper into her while Kat's treatment made my legs go numb. I lost track of everything as my carnal instincts took over, and I couldn't even tell how hard I was fucking Haewon. I just heard her feral moans in my ears while tongues trailed all over my neck, and I cried out as a jolt of ecstasy shot through my cock.
"Fuck yes!"
Haewon shrieked. Her pussy was clenching my pulsing cock in a vice grip, and Becca didn't let up on her clit for a second. Haewon moaned and moaned as I pumped my seed into her velvety tunnel, and Kat kept massaging my balls until the Korean had taken every last drop from me. My legs were numb, and my breaths came in grating gasps when I collapsed onto the bed, and I was seeing stars across the ritzy ceiling of the room. I couldn't even form cohesive thoughts while I tried to recover, but I felt my girls all tucking their soft bodies around me.
"You are all so amazing," I whispered as the room spun. "What did I do to deserve all of you?"
"Oh, you know,"
Becca sighed against my chest.
"Just being the most amazing, selfless, badass dino slaying guy in the world,"
Haewon interrupted.
"With the most glorious cock,"
Kat moaned.
Seriously, I'm already turned on again just thinking about it.
Shush!
Becca giggled.
If we all get worked up again, Jason will end up in a coma, and we need him awake to defend us from the fucking dinos.
We all laughed as we nestled into a more snuggly heap, and I let out a long, satisfied sigh while I stroked my women's soft skin. With my three naked girls beside me, I felt invincible, and nothing seemed insurmountable. I didn't care how many huge, human-hungry, organized dinosaur herds I came up against. I didn't care if the next dino was 10 times the size of the one we'd just killed together. I knew surviving every second of this crazy life was worth all my effort, and I could honestly say I'd never had it better.
We might need another shower.
Kat chuckled as she rested her head on Haywan's shoulder.
That was a serious workout.
I love you all.
Becca smiled.
I would do anything for you lot.
Me too.
Haywan sighed.
This feels perfect. I want to stay here forever.
Me too.
Kat added.
But I guess we'll need to try and find our own families at some point.
Speaking of families.
Becca giggled.
Haywan, why don't you tell us a bedtime story about your insanely mysterious family?
Oh, yeah. That would be the perfect end of the day.
Story time! Story time!
Becca chanted, and Haywan laughed.
Okay.
The Korean sighed.
I don't even know where to start, but I think it's time to tell you about what really goes on in my family and who my dad is.
Finally, I snorted. So, come on. Is he a high-rank assassin or just a really rich serial killer?
No, he's a weapons smuggler,
Becca cheered.
He's actually Kim Jong-un, and you've been lying about being from South Korea this whole time,
Kat stoically added. The three of us burst out laughing as Haewon groaned, but our enjoyment was brought to an immediate stop as the entire room shook so violently that the bed jumped a few inches off the floor. The sudden earthquake came along with an explosion so loud my ears ached like they were bleeding, and all of us lurched up and clutched our heads. I could hear my girl screaming as the heavy shudder subsided, and I tried to sort out what the hell was going on while my ears tried to recover.
What the fuck was that?
Kat screamed.
Jason, what's happening?
Becca yelled.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Haywan gasped. Everyone, stay calm! I hollered. And the three naked women clung to me while they shook all over. It's okay, whatever that was, it's done, I think. My girls were breathing fast and shallow while they huddled around me on the bed. But the room had stopped shaking. I looked around to see them all pale and wide-eyed with fear, and I stroked their faces and hair until they were a little calmer. Then I finally climbed out of their hold and got off the bed. Now what the hell was that? I muttered, and grabbed my pants off the floor.
Something huge,
Haywan said, and jumped up too. The other girls followed suit, and we all got dressed as quickly as possible.
Whatever that was, it's the bloody biggest dino yet,
Becca panted.
That felt like a fucking earthquake,
Kat added as she grabbed all our rifles and passed them out.
Holy shit,
Haywan groaned.
I've never felt footsteps like that before. This must be something. Fuck, I don't know.
Everyone take deep breaths, I said, and headed for the door. I have a feeling we're going to need it. My heart raced as we threw open the door and ran down the stairs with our rifles in hand. I still felt lightheaded from sex, but I knew that whatever creature was outside, it was something bigger than we had ever dealt with before. I was going to need every scrap of strength to get us out of this one. We didn't even stop to talk with the group downstairs as we ran to the pantry. They were all frantic and talking together, but we ran the other direction at a full sprint. And I was so amped up, I shoved the fridge away from the staff entrance in one shove. Then I took a deep breath before I swung the door open and headed into the dusk. I scanned everywhere in the dim blue light while the girls followed behind, and we silently hurried to the front of the castle with our rifles at the ready. That's when I noticed a strange glow coming from the hillside ahead, and when we reached the edge of Ravenhall, I froze. Halfway down the hillside, there was a huge crater torn through the earth, and a metal aircraft was lodged inside. It was silver and had symbols carved across the surface, and the shell was glowing red hot in some places, while smoke billowed into the night air. What the fuck? I breathed, as we stood in a shell-shocked group.
What
the hell is that?
Cat whispered.
It looks like a weird airplane or jet or something,
Becca said. A loud spray of sparks shot from the damaged craft and made us jump, and more smoke steadily spewed from the wreckage.
Is that military?
Haywan asked.
I've never seen anything like that in the military,
Cat replied.
Maybe it's some secret weapon they're working on?
Should we check it out? I whispered.
Yeah, I'm fucking curious,
Becca scoffed.
This secret weapon almost killed us all. 1 million dinos are slaughtering the population, and this fucking thing couldn't have landed on any of them instead?
The girls managed shaky chuckles, but I tightened my hold on my rifle and slowly walked down the hill. My mind raced over every single possibility of what would be inside the craft, and I couldn't decide what was the most likely. Without knowing what the craft was designed for, I had no idea if it even had somebody flying it, but if it did, they'd need some serious medical attention after a crash like that. If they lived, at least. We should get it open if we can, I said, and broke into a jog.
What?
Cat hissed. If someone's inside, they'll be hurt, I explained.
Shit, they'll be combusted,
Haywan gasped. All of us started running toward the wreckage, and we coughed through the smoke as we circled the craft. It was like nothing I'd ever seen or heard of before, but it did have a door on it, and it was warped and barely hanging onto its hinges. The door's busted. Keep your guns ready. My girls nodded, clutched their rifles, and took positions around me, and I carefully stepped forward. Then I reached out to hover my hand near the broken door, but it didn't feel as hot as it looked. When I touched it, it was actually freezing cold, and it took all of my strength to wrench the warped metal open. With a loud groan, the metal gave way to my efforts, and I held my breath and shoved it all the way open. Inside, there was a narrow and sleek metal tunnel that was completely empty and silent. Let's go, I said, and pulled my rifle back around. I stepped inside the damaged vehicle and started to slowly make my way deeper into the craft. There was no door anywhere and no windows either. The hall just turned at the end, and when we followed it, we found ourselves in a control room with a huge panel of buttons and switches on one wall. A woman in a sleek silver flight suit laid face down on the ground, and her silver hair was strewn all around her body.
Shit!
Becca squeaked. Fuck! I growled, and I rushed over to the body. Then I carefully turned her over to check if she was alive, and I jumped to my feet as the woman let out a short, shallow breath. We stared down at the unconscious woman, and none of us spoke. I tried to take in what I was seeing, but my brain struggled to process exactly what I was looking at. The woman was gorgeous and had sharp cheekbones and strange steel-blue markings all over her uniform. But there was something even stranger about her. Her skin was a pale lilac color, and she had silver freckles covering her entire face.
Are those tattoos?
Haywan finally spoke.
Seriously?
Becca scoffed.
No! She's not covered in one big purple tattoo. That would be...
No, not her skin,
the Korean whispered.
Those.
I followed the direction Haywan pointed, and that's when I saw them. Right near the woman's jawline, there were what looked like 7 tiny incisions, and they streaked her skin almost like... Gills? I muttered half to myself. Then the beautiful lilac woman drew a longer breath, and the gills rippled. End of book 5.